This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the charts from Talkers Magazine that we do every single week at this time. An overview of the hot stories, the hot hits, if you will, in News Talk Radio for the week of November 11th to the 15th. They are going to be discussed by yours truly, Doug Steffen, by John Harper from WMEL in Florida on the Space Coast, and from Rick Jensen's point of view, he's got it, WDEL's main guy from DEL in Wilmington, Delaware. So we have Rick and John as the boys club today, and the Dougster. So let's just go through the list. I always say I'm going to do this, and then we get stopped, and we go around in circles. So let's do number 10, which is basically a discussion of college happenings, if you will. The admission scandal heats up with Lori Loughlin, and there have been some stories from various frat houses that are pretty despicable deaths. So that's number 10. Number 9, privacy as it relates to Google and Facebook. My children guys are trying to get me off of Facebook and use Instagram or I don't think I'm going to use Twitter. I have a Twitter account, but Instagram seems to be what people... So is it an age thing? I know, John, you have a Facebook account, and I think, Rick, you do as well. You have a personal one and the station one. Do you use both of them? What's the story? John, start with you.
I use both of them, Doug, and frankly, I've not seen any problem with either one. It all depends, quite frankly, on what you incorporate into your account, whether it be your personal account or your business account, but I don't see a problem with it. A lot of people, as you said, are moving to the Instagram, and a lot of people I know are on the Twitter side as well, and it really doesn't make a whole lot of difference as far as I'm concerned.
I only use Facebook for posting things that are, you know, like my birthday pictures and things that are going on the farm. And then I have, you know, some, once in a while I put something on that has to do with the radio program, but it's usually things about animals, stuff that I find that I'm interested in that is sensitive and kind of sweet usually. I'm trying to keep it very positive. What about you, Rick? What do you use or how do you use in social media, Facebook and the like?
Professionally, I use Twitter because so many journalists, the president, everybody else, they're on Twitter. It's immediate. And my Facebook page is my private page because I don't trust Facebook. The truth about Facebook and Google is this. If it's free, you are the product. So I really don't engage that much on Facebook, especially when it comes to my family and my child and things like that. I'm starting to use Instagram a little bit more, but really what you're talking about is the platform du jour. That's going to change a little bit. The news about Google, though, I thought to be very, very troubling. The idea that they're working with the second largest health insurance company in, or health provider rather, in the country to gather people's health information. What are they going to do with this? Well, what they're going to do is what they've always done. They're going to compile the information and they're going to use it to make money off of you.
Yep.
They can't. Yeah. They cannot be trusted. They should not be trusted. And the real problem we have, Doug and John, and for all of you listening, and this is so important for everybody to ask your representatives, your states, your senators rather, the U.S. Congress, how much they actually know about this stuff. Because as I'm watching hearings and listening to them, they are ignorant. They have no idea. Yeah. They are clueless. They have no idea what this stuff does and how it affects your life and how they use it in so many detrimental ways.
Yeah, well, there's the element of the older members, the people who have been around too long, if you will. I don't mind Facebook. I just don't use it for anything that's important. I don't want to share personal stuff, but I don't share private things. As far as Google is concerned, I never trusted those two guys. I don't like their looks. Yeah. I don't like their attitude. I don't like they're very arrogant, and they've made a lot of money fast, and so they think they're kings of the hill or on top of the world or whatever it is. And in some circumstances, I guess they are. But there's way too much. You know, you just have to be on. I'm sitting here looking at a couple of iPads and my iPhone,
and seeing things that, you know, will track you this way, or you agree if you click on use, then you're agreeing to our terms of service, which means we follow you. And I was reading something on the plane yesterday from Apple that says and it was, by the way, it took me 15 minutes to read the disclaimer. I happen to have 15 minutes because when you're up on a plane for 6 hours, okay, I can devote 15 minutes. I've never read this disclaimer before, but it was all about what we do with your information, and it's all supposed to make it better. We'll give you stories that are more like what you followed, and advertisements on things that you're interested in and all that stuff. And I suppose because we're not paying for it, we get a television or a radio, you know, we advertise because that's how we get the program to you. And that's how they get this stuff to you. But I think that there's a bit of restraint maybe that's, like, there's certain advertising I won't put on the air. I don't get the same thing from Facebook or Google, although Facebook has been supposedly a little better about it. I don't think that they're that much better. It's all about the buck. And
but
at some point people say,
Doug, the bottom
go
line,
ahead, John.
The bottom line is we, the consumer, control the content. And it's up to us. I mean, all of us know, everyone listening to us as well, there are people in this country, in the world, they put everything on Facebook, what they're having for breakfast.
Right.
You know, and that is truly amazing how open and careless these people are. I'm on vacation. They take pictures of where they're at. Okay, well,
right,
that
so,
opens you up to...
Yep, let's go rob their house.
Visit your house.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's not very smart. You're right about that. John Harper, Rick Jensen, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review, 14 past the hour. Here's the story for those of you who've got aches and pains. Joint Formula 14. There are thousands of you listening right now that have aches and pains and need ache relief. I'm going to tell you where to find it. Go to achefree.live, A-C-H-E-F-R-E-E, achefree.live. There's so much information that's there. The company that has come up with Joint Formula 14 guarantees it'll work in 14 days. You'll have no more aches and pains, or you get your money back. That's pretty good. That's a solid, strong guarantee. And they have a product that's good for your pet as well. It's basically the same formula. Products called Leaps and Bounds. The same formula can treat your pet. I know that I use it for Daisy May, my bulldog, and she's running around. She couldn't walk. You know, I told that story on the air. When I first got her, she couldn't even walk. And now she's at her best every day. So give yourself and your pet a treat. Get rid of the aches. Go to achefree.live for a special buy one, get one free offer. Use the DJV code. You'll get one at the regular price, the BOGO offer. Buy one, get one free at achefree.live. The relief is yours or your money back. Achefree.live, that's achefree.live. Stop living with aches. Go online now and get the details, buy the product, use it, and make sure that it works. If you don't think it works, you get your money back. Achefree.live.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A focus on losing weight. For some people, it's a year-long battle. For some people, it lasts 10 years. For some people, it lasts their entire lifetime. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, which is a weight loss product that is completely natural. It's not like some of these crash diets where you lose 30 pounds in 30 days. No.
Most people do see inches and pounds within the first 4 to 6 weeks of taking the product. But our 90-day program is where our huge 86% success rate is. So if you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better while you're taking it too.
So go to calotren.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, and right now there's a huge Halloween special, as I mentioned. Don't miss out on your way of saving a lot of money, saving your life, saving your health. Go to Calitrin.com. Use the discount code DJV. Does someone you know or love have type 2 diabetes? Well, they're not alone. One in three Americans has type 2 diabetes. It could be pre-diabetic. Check out Curalin to help support healthy glucose levels. Curalin is a dietary supplement that addresses the issue of glucose support. Curalin is a blend of ancient Ayurvedic practices and modern science, and it works very quickly. Curalin is comprised of 10 natural ingredients. Each one has been tested for its specific effect on glycemic response. So if you need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels, you owe it to yourself to check out Curalin.net. Curalin does not only support blood sugar, but it helps support weight loss, digestion, and reduces cravings. For a limited time, DJV listeners will receive $20 off their first order. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. Visit Curalin.net and enter promo code DJV to reclaim your life. That's Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N.net, code DJV. Conversational memories every single week here at Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with John Harper from Florida, Rick Jensen from Delaware on the countdown. 17 past the hour, going through the numbers from the bottom up. Number 8, a focus on immigration reform, and it's all the same, you know, from week to week. I think actually if I'm not, I really kind of think the wind is out of Trump's sails in this department. With all of the focus on the impeachment, I don't see much. Do you guys agree? And I'm going to bring you an anecdotal reference. Coming out on the plane yesterday from Boston to Los Angeles, I was watching, they've posted or put up on the entertainment box the old 7 years of the old West Wing, which I always thought was a fabulous show. The first episode treats the all of the Mariel boat lift or whatever they want to call it, the Cubans coming into Florida. And I was thinking about you, John, and how the picture has changed so much from then to now when it comes to immigration. And as a Floridian, how much, if it's not California and, you know, sort of along the Mexican border, Florida certainly is impacted by this stuff as much as any place in the country. How is that there now? How is the influx of immigrants that basically took over certainly Miami, Dade County, and I don't know up where you are, maybe not so much, but there are, it seems to not be on the front burner anymore. Is it there where you are?
It's interesting you say that, Doug, because I just had this conversation less than 12 hours ago on this very subject, and it is changing here in the state of Florida. Before, as you indicated, it was just in South Florida, in the Miami-Dade area, and in Fort Lauderdale. But now it's prevalent throughout the state, and especially here in the area that borders the space coast of Florida, and that's Orlando and the attractions area. I mean, the influx of immigrants to this area is just astounding, what has occurred in just the past, I'd say, 2 years. And so it is dramatically changing here in the state of Florida, and it has a very real impact on how the state is going to be conducting business here in the future. It is it's a real concern, and something that, well, for example, since the hurricanes in Puerto Rico, we've seen an influx of people from Puerto Rico in the Orlando metro area, and they are there to stay. And it's changing the whole complexion of the way we do business here in the state of Florida.
Yeah. One wonders how it will change the electoral policy or electoral realities there with more and more Hispanic influence. It seemed to me, wasn't there some Hispanic that pretty almost won the governorship there this last time around? Do I remember that?
I'm sorry, Doug, you cut out on that.
Wasn't there a Hispanic that came pretty close to winning the governorship or some statewide office this last time around?
Not as far as governor goes. That was a black individual from Tallahassee, the former mayor of Tallahassee.
Okay.
He came real close, but no, it wasn't Hispanic, no.
Up next here on the Talk Radio Review, are you going to go take a trip to Venice? Maybe you should bring your galoshes with you. It's 21 after the hour in this week's Talk Radio Review.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving along now with our overview of the Talkers Charts, Talkers Magazine. You go to talkers.com, you can find these every week, the list of the stories and the people. At number seven this week, the flood in Venice and weather conditions here, there, and everywhere. I was impressed, and I've told this story two or three times in various venues. There's a new study out of sunspots, and the reality is, if you're a scientist, you understand the influence of sunspots on our climate. And when there is a lot of sunspot activity, not only does it affect the weather, but it affects programs like this. We all know that we're inundated with electronic signals, but whether people realize that the radiation from the sun is so strong from those sunspot events that sometimes knocks the satellites out that carry radio signals like this program and television signals, and also what you get when your cell phone, you know, that kind of stuff. I don't know if people know that, but one of the other realities that's attached to this is that when science is saying that the sunspot activity is dying down now, it's had an 11 or 12 year run of being very dramatic. And now the sunspots are calming down. So that will implicate, and will have implications here in the fact that the global warming that people are concerned about will calm down or cool down. So the temperature of the Earth probably is not going to go up like it has the last 20, 30 years or so. And that's, I mean, some of it is because we burn fossil fuels, no question about that. But it's also in what transpires on the Earth itself. But the third ingredient are these sunspots, and they're much less active. So one will be interested to see how that changes things. And meanwhile,
Doug, I was also reading. Oh, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I just wondered if the two of you have ever been to Venice.
Yes,
I haven't.
I have.
Yeah,
John has been. Yeah, when did you go?
Yeah, I've been there. It was about 50 years ago. It was just after the last flood that they had in Venice, and it was kind of dramatic as far as the damage that it caused to many of the historical places in Venice, and people there vowed that it would never happen again. They're putting infrastructure in place to prevent the flooding, but it looks as though now that hasn't worked, and they're saying they need a tremendous influx of capital to make improvements around the entire city to prevent this from happening again. They're blaming it on global warming, so I don't know whether that would be.
Do you remember the? Do you both remember the picture? The picture of the Dutch boy with his finger in the dike. Do you remember?
Yeah.
To try to fix, it's kind of like stopping a hurricane or stopping a tornado or anything. You're not going to. You're not going to do it. You can politically probably isn't intelligent to say that, but there's no way you're going to stop any of this stuff. You can maybe influence it to a point, but you can spend every nickel that there is in the world, and you're not going to keep Venice from flooding. It's just, you're not.
Why is anybody surprised? We put pylons into the ground deep because we're building on top of water. Oh, look, water's coming up. I'm surprised. Where did it come from? I was also reading from some meteorologists and other scientists saying that you got these southerly winds that are pushing this high tide, and the high tide was exacerbated by the full moon. Yes, actually, the moon and the sun affects our weather. Yeah, who would think? Why, I thought it was my can of aerosol spray that affected the climate, but no. Apparently, it's the sun and the full moon and all that also pushed the waters way up.
John?
Apparently, they've got some experts coming in from New Orleans to teach them how to prevent flooding based on what they learned Hurricane Katrina.
Okay, so these are the same geniuses from the Army that rebuilt the same levees that collapsed in the last. Yeah, okay. That'll be a big help. Congratulations to the people in Venice for figuring that out, or having our fellows come over there fix your problems. 28 past the hour. The Talk Radio Roundup continues.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch says she was shocked when she was mentioned by President Trump in his July phone call with Ukraine's president.
President Trump said that I was bad news to another world leader. And that I would be going through some things.
She described a smear campaign against her by President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and others, including the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., before her firing. As she was testifying, the president tweeted everywhere Yovanovitch served had turned bad.
I can't speak to what the president is trying to do, but I think the effect is to be intimidating.
The president says he was just speaking his mind.
I want freedom of speech. That's a political process.
On Wall Street on Friday, the Dow was up 223 points, the S&P 500 up 24, and the NASDAQ up 62. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The charts for the second full week of November, the focus of our Talk Radio Review, a very unique program, bringing together every week unique individuals who have an interesting spin on reality and talk radio. With us this week, John Harper from WMEL along the Space Coast in Melbourne, Florida. Rick Jensen from WDEL. We got two WELs here, one with an M and one with a D. Jensen's in Wilmington, Delaware. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through the list of stories. You can find them every week enumerated at talkers.com. So, the fight against ISIS, what's going on with people who are continuing to leave Syria, go up through Greece, Turkey, all of the stuff. I thought it was interesting that the Turks said this week they were going to move to repatriate an American suspected of being a member of ISIS. I'm sure this is going to go over well here. The announcement came after the president, how do you pronounce it? Erdogan, I guess, right?
Erdogan,
yeah, came to the White House. Turkey tried to deport the American man to Greece, but Greece said, hey, what do we want this guy for? So they announced that the U.S. has committed not to block the militant from coming back here. So what do we do with him when he comes back here? Do we try him as a traitor? What happens to this guy if he comes back to America? Somebody who was an American, who is a member of ISIS. What do we do with somebody like that? What should we do with him? Maybe it's a better question. Yeah.
Well, you prosecute him. Obviously, if somebody's waging the war against the United States, you prosecute him.
Mm-hmm. Rick is
absolutely right. This person's got to be prosecuted. He's a traitor to the country and should not receive his citizenship again. I totally agree.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think it's pretty straightforward, cut and dry. That's the story. Most people would agree with it that way, I think. Yeah. All right. Number five on our countdown.
The difficult thing is. Oh, okay.
Yeah, go ahead. No, no, go ahead.
No, I said the more difficult thing is Erdogan himself. I mean, the guy's a criminal. He's an enemy of the West. And what do you do? Well, you don't appease, but you do try to control and negotiate, don't you?
Yeah. You'd think if we had good leadership, that would be the case. Yeah. Number five, sure. The protests in Hong Kong and our relationship in general with the Chinese. But this thing is getting hotter and hotter and hotter. I think that the United States has said they're not going to allow anybody else to go to it. Did I see that somewhere, that Americans are not going to be somehow allowed to go to school in Hong Kong? Why would we do that, I guess?
I didn't see that. Did that come out this week?
I seem to think I saw it out of the corner of my eye, but I honestly can't source it, so I don't remember. I'm just thinking that it's getting so hot there. And, by the way, the Chinese have said that this may interfere with our trade talks. Our position on the protesters is to support them, which I think is a great idea. The Chinese are bloodthirsty curs. They're bludgeoning. They just, they don't get their own way. They just shoot you. You know, that's the way those regimes think. So it is pretty, they don't dare do, though, what they want to do, because there's too much of a focus, and Chinese politics are such that they want to be considered more mainstream world interloper. Do you think that's an accurate overview of that?
It's a good overview, but I'm also glad to see, on the same line with the Chinese, I'm glad to see that we're able to trade again with the Chinese as far as American farmers being able to sell chickens to the Chinese government. That's huge for our American farmers.
Yeah. Well, there's a whole different subset. You know, I'm a family farmer as well as being a broadcaster, and there's a whole lot of stuff going on. This is sort of a subset. This would be in the top 10 if we were doing a countdown for farmers. The situation with the two major chicken growers in the country, what's going on the farms, what kind of quality are you getting? The chicken basically in this country is awful, and the Chinese are getting more involved in our food supply. You know, they own Smithfield Farms, which is the major pork producer in our country, and they've been bringing pork over from China to put in because they don't have enough pork here in America, because a lot of farmers don't want to do business with them. And the same thing is happening with chicken. I just read a report this week. For those of you who are liking chicken better than beef or whatever, you ought to think twice about it. It makes me think about, I don't eat poultry anyway, but it makes me think about what everybody else has done, getting away from meat. They go to poultry or they go to fish. Well, the two major suppliers, if you will, Purdue and Tyson, have apparently gone on what would be described as a rampage. They're putting farmers out of business right and left because of the rules. They want you to do this, that, or the other thing. Farmers are basically not making a living. The production of chicken now has gone so far. The average time it takes for the chicken to get from the egg to the chicken to your mouth is less than 2 months now. That's how fast they're putting hormone these things. It's just amazing. They have no bone structure. They're just like machines being pumped full of hormones. And it's
as a snaz. So I wonder, you know, with this in mind about China, how many people are going to say, we're going to boycott the NBA. And obviously, you're not going to have people doing that. And I think that's a real problem here. I'm not against anyone making a dollar or making a whole lot of dollars, maybe even $1 billion. But the idea that you have, you know, the sports industry, billion-dollar sports industry, saying, oh, we're not going to say anything about China when it comes to brutalizing folks in
cowards.
Hong Kong or putting people in jail. You know what? It's it is sick, and I wonder at what point Americans will say, wow, look at the slaughter we're supporting by supporting these teams, whatever, that they're playing in China. At what point do we say, you know what, I'm going to watch college basketball instead?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, John, you have a point on this one, or should we keep moving?
On the NBA, no, not really, but a quick question back on the chickens. You said 2 months from the time, from the egg to the table, so to speak. How much was it in the past? How many?
You'd have, it would take a year more or less, to grow a pullet.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's changed dramatically. All these hormones they stick in them, it's in the feed.
2 months now compared to a year in the past.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, right.
So, Doug, then, do we look for free-range organic? Is that what we look for at the store, free-range organic?
The only thing that has any value at all is free-range chicken.
Yeah, that's what my wife always does. She says, only buy free-range organic. Yeah. I say, okay, honey.
Same with eggs. Anything you're going to eat, you want something that's good, you do it that way. You don't do the stuff that comes out of the factory farms. The largest producer of milk, Dean Foods, went bankrupt this week because of the influence. Well, they'll tell you that it's because of all of the almond milk and the silk milk and all that other stuff that's around, but it's not. It's because they're feeding you crap, and the American public is realizing it. So they're rejecting the milk. Don't get me started. We gotta keep going.
No, I don't want to get. But you know, you're a guy who knows how to milk a cow by machine and by hand, and you know, you don't pull and tug, you massage. And I'm wondering, you know, from your farming experience, then how long does it take to actually milk an almond?
I was on a television program not long ago, and I was this guy asked me. We were talking about farming, and he was asking me the same kind of question about almond milk, and I said the only milk is. Only real milk comes out of a mammary gland. So if you find you get some liquid out of a mammary gland, then you got milk. Other than that, it's not. It's just junk. So that's the measuring stick, if you will. You know, one of the things that is sort of a subset this week of the stories is the weather this past week. The temperatures were very cold across the upper Midwest, through the Midwest, through the Northeast, and I'm getting. I don't think you were affected, John, down in Florida, but Rick, you must have had a day or two of pretty cold weather in Wilmington for this time of year, did you not?
Oh, so surprised. We saw dogs frozen to fire hydrants. They, too, were very surprised about the freezing cold weather, yes.
There's a visualization.
We've had nothing here in Florida. It's been great. In fact, the first cold front of the season really is coming through tomorrow, but that only dropped temperatures into the 60s, so it's not a big deal here.
I'm in Southern California in the 70s. Not a bad place to be. Up next,
not at all.
We'll try to touch on the impeachment and all of the nonsense that's going on with the presidential campaigns and who's going to really win. Calitrin is a winner, number one healthiest choice for weight loss in our country. It's all about what the company has made themselves known for, and they're an all-natural outfit. The protein, the number one protein in Calitrin is collagen, and that's what helps to rebuild your body. It's an all-natural, drug-free, stimulant-free way for you to get off the weight problem and to keep it off. So you want lean muscle, you don't want fat. This stuff pushes the fat out of your body, and that's how you lose the weight. Take 4 pills at nighttime, and that's it. Stay on the program from now until Valentine's Day, and you will not only keep the weight off, you'll lose some weight. I guarantee it. Go to Calitrin.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin.com. Use the promo code DJV. By the way, you look around the website, you see success story after success story. Get free shipping and a fabulous deal. That's the resource that's best for losing weight. Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV. From the folks at Talkers Magazine, this is the overview of the top 10 stories. I'll give you the list verbatim, which you can find at Talkers.com every week. All right, number 10. Deaths in schools, fraternities, and high schools, and that sort of thing. Number 9, Facebook and Google focus on their privacy and censorship issues in their testimony. At number 8, immigration reform, race relations, that sort of thing. Number 7, the flood in Venice. Of course, every week it's a climate change discussion. This week's weather is a focus on the floods in Venice. Number 6, President meets with the president of Turkey. Number 5, the Hong Kong protesting and our relationship with China. Number 4, the proposals from various presidential candidates on universal health care. Number 3, the economy and how good the stock market was this past week. Number 2, tax returns from Trump. And number 1, the impeachment hearings. Once again, it's all about Trump. That's the story. That's the list. The stories from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com.
This is sponsored by Humana. If you are a veteran considering Medicare options, you'll have the opportunity to maximize your coverage by selecting a Medicare Advantage plan in 2020 that won't interfere with your existing Veterans Affairs, VA healthcare benefits. Humana's Medicare Advantage Honor Plans can expand your Medicare options. Ed Sandrick of Humana.
The launch of Humana Honor is a natural next step in our commitment to veterans. Enrolling in a Medicare Advantage plan provides access to additional services and benefits, like urgent care and dental coverage, while the VA continues to provide prescription drug coverage and primary care.
It's important veterans understand how Humana's Medicare Advantage Honor Plans complement VA benefits in order to maximize veterans' health coverage. The Medicare Advantage plans provide extra benefits and services, expand medical provider options, and are open to everyone with Medicare. For more, visit Humana.com/Medicare. Humana.com/Medicare.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product from MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. The People List this week, the week of November 11th to the 15th from Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. You can find these lists and all the news and information about what's going on today and tomorrow. Jeff Sessions, number 10 on the People List this week. Number 9, Lindsey Graham. Number 8, Hillary Clinton. Number 7, the candidates, the Deval Patrick, Michael Bloomberg, new candidacy on the Democratic side. Number 6, the old candidates like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Roger Stone in his testimony at number 5 this week. Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi tied for the 4th position. The Bidens, Joe and Hunter at 3. The various people who have been testifying this week in the impeachment hearings, the focus on them is number 2. And number 1, the number 1 personality, as you can imagine, always and forever, as the old song says, Donald Trump. Number 1 this week on the People List, thanks to the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. John Harper from WMEL is here on the Talk Radio Review. Rick Jensen, I'm Doug Steffen. Number 4 this week, the proposals from the various presidential candidates for universal health care. If you listen to Elizabeth Warren, everything's going to be free. And watch your taxes go up. I think that's probably it. Anything else? I don't
yeah,
I mean, what else? Yeah. The stock market did well this week. That's number 3, the economy and how it's humming along, how that's the Democrats' biggest worry because they can't overcome that. Number 2 is the presidential race itself. So this week, Michael Bloomberg apparently stepping in, bringing $100 million to the table to start buying advertising. And Deval Patrick, who used to be the governor of Massachusetts, I'm thinking that for either of you two, the name recognition for Deval Patrick versus Bloomberg, I think if you even put Bloomberg up against most of the Democrats who are running, his name recognition is much higher. Is that true where you are, Rick?
Well, where I am is Delaware, so Joe Biden is always number 1.
Well, yeah,
but he has truly hurt himself, though, with the base when he comes out against Medicare for All. They don't care about the numbers. They don't care about the cost. They care about the feeling, and it feels good to say that. But you're right. Bloomberg has a much bigger name, and it's also kind of amusing from my perspective to think, okay, so now the Democrats like at least one billionaire.
Yeah.
From New York,
right.
As a matter of fact.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, but he does appeal to moderates in the party, doesn't
yeah.
he?
He's fabulous. I think he'd be a great president. All right, well, John, what about people in Florida? How are they reacting to the two newest candidates?
Name recognition of Michael Bloomberg, certainly it's there. As far as the governor of former governor of Massachusetts, nobody here in Florida, unless you're from there, really knows much about him. But Bloomberg certainly does have automatic name recognition, and I think that's going to do well as far as carrying him above and beyond the other candidates who are running.
All right, impeachment hearings going back and forth. Either of you two guys watching them?
Oh, sure. It was quite amusing. And I think, again, a lot of it hurt Joe Biden more than Trump. Trump's already baked in. Interesting they want to go for the idea that Trump is bribing the Ukrainian president, where actually, if you read the U.S. code, the bribery has to work the other way around. So I don't know where they're coming from on that one.
Yeah. Right. How's it playing? We have a couple of seconds, John. How's it playing in Florida?
Kind of the same thing as what Rick just mentioned. Really nothing new as far as the way people are reacting here. And I don't think there'll be much of a change.
Nah, not at all. All right, gentlemen, thank you for being here. Rick Jensen, John Harper at 10 before the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time is 53 after the hour now. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan to go through the top five items from the world of technology from this past week. And I was just thinking, as I was looking at this list here, Victoria, I wonder how soon we'll be talking about the battle between e-commerce and retail as we get closer and closer to Thanksgiving and all these people. The holiday shopping.
Black Friday's coming.
This year, $1 trillion expected to be spent between now and Christmas. On Christmas, $1 trillion. Can you imagine how the impacts are the whole economy? $1 trillion, and they'll be back and forth, brick and mortar versus the e-commerce people. Anyway, be interesting to watch that. Number five this week, as we count to number one on the tech overview, Dell has made a pledge.
Yes, Dell is launching new efforts to shrink its carbon footprint, and they want to cut down on their electronic waste. They say that essentially they are going to source 100% of their electricity from renewable sources by the year 2040. Now, that sounds good. However, by comparison, Apple announced in 2018 that it already uses 100% renewable energy. I'm not sure why it's taking Dell another 20 years to do this. They're very much behind the times, but They also say they're trying to use less energy. They're making their products more energy efficient so the consumer will have less of an energy bill. They want to cut emissions generated directly from their operation and electricity use. They want to cut that in half by 2030. So they're also expanding their recycling program. This is actually one of the best things that Dell does. Their recycling program, it doesn't matter what the brand is, but they've partnered up with Goodwill locations. And so if you have a Goodwill location near you and you need to throw out an old computer or old batteries, old laptop, whatever it is, doesn't matter the brand, you can take it to Goodwill and then Dell will recycle those parts. They say so far they've actually recovered 2 billion pounds of used electronics since 2008 when they started doing this. But, you know, that's still less than 10% of what they produce. So they've got a long way to go, but at least they're headed in the right direction.
Number four is a focus on Costco and a new sort of pairing up.
Yep, Costco and Instacart are entering the prescription delivery game together. They're teaming up on a pilot project, and they've been notifying their members in California and Washington State. That's where they're going to test this out first, then it will roll out nationwide. The project involves delivering medicines in less than an hour, and all the fees are waived for orders over $35. That, of course, doesn't include a tip, but that's still a pretty good deal. Delivery prices obviously will vary depending on what type of medicine you're getting and what your pharmacy charges. The fastest option for delivery will be within an hour, and that will typically cost less than $10. So the Instacart delivery person will have to ask for ID. They have to be HIPAA certified and all that stuff, but they're actually not the only retailer doing this. Amazon bought PillPack, which is an internet pharmacy startup, and that focuses on patients with chronic ailments. Walmart also offers mail order delivery in some places. They're also going to be expanding that, I think, in 2020.
So I didn't know Costco was in the drug pharmacy business.
Right? They do have pharmacy stuff, yeah.
Really? Huh. Number three, look out if you're going to a hotel and you want to use the safe.
Wow, this was an eye opener for me this week. I always use the hotel safe wherever I am. I always, if I'm overseas, I put my passport and all the important documents and everything in the hotel safe. However, it's not nearly as safe as we think. SafeLock, which is the most common hotel safe brand, they apparently, even if you go in and you pick your own code, which is what you're supposed to do, lock the safe and the whole thing, apparently if the hotel has never actually reset the original manufacturer code, the way you can know that is instead of entering in your own password, test it out and use the code 999999. And if the safe opens immediately, then it's never actually been reset, and that's important. Go back down to the hotel desk and say you want it to be reset so that your valuables will be safe.
Number two, what's the latest phone scam?
If you get a phone call on the landline or your cell and it's from your own number, do not answer it. This is the latest scam to get people to give up valuable information like your social security number, credit card numbers, billing address, things like that. This is the Federal Trade Commission has put out warnings on this. Unfortunately, some people are gullible or curious and they're answering these phone calls, but it is just a scam and it's just they're just trying to get as much information from you as possible and then sell it. So just be careful.
Number one, Disney, and the first day.
Disney Plus had 10 million subscribers on the first day. It's $6.99 a month or $69.99 if you want to pay annually.
59 past the hour. Thank you, Victoria.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.